You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Oh, hey. Big day today. It's Friday. Cruising into the weekend. I meant to record this episode of TJ's podcast at home yesterday to do one of those just to switch it up a little bit. And so you could take off a little early today, Riggins, but I forgot.
I didn't know.
You know.
I just found out about 3 minutes ago. I went, I guess we're doing this.
You know what I was doing yesterday, what I was busy doing? Cleaning toilets.
Really?
Yeah. My daughter's coming home to visit for the weekend, and I use her restroom in her room now. It's available. So that's where I always do my business, my number twos. And Jody doesn't even go up there. She acts like that because I use the restroom up there that it's just contaminated. And, you know, you could never go because she's constantly going, is that toilet disgusting? is that toilet disgusting upstairs? No, it's not. Well, you need to clean it.
Okay.
All right. So I did all that yesterday. And then I was just slammed with things. Slammed. I'm telling you, slammed. But you've already been talking about this morning, Riggins, what your big weekend plans are going to be. You're going to listen to Taylor Swift's double album because you love Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I do now.
And you're going to watch some kind of show that Rob watches.
Yeah.
What is that about? Is it a show that I would hate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a kids show, kind of, right? For teenagers or something?
It is. I mean, it's graphic and there's violence and definitely not for kids, but.
But what is it? What is it about?
It's based on a video game.
Okay.
It's like an apocalypse kind of show.
All right. Have you watched the show that I recommended for you called Take My Tumor yet? Have you watched
that?
No.
Well, no. Now I'm building a list because I still haven't watched the entire season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. I wanted to wait till that was done so I could just like binge it. So I'm like building this roster of shows I got to start watching.
Okay. So when are you going to sit down and listen to a double album of Taylor Swift? When are you planning to do that? Tomorrow or this evening?
I'm going to just listen when I'm on a walk today. Breeze through it. I may have oversold my...
Your love for Taylor Swift. Calling her the greatest songwriter of your generation and, you know, the praise that you've thrown upon her as a musician.
That's all true.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm not going to.
So why are you lying?
Trying to sell. I mean, it was the biggest story of the day, and I am into it.
Yeah, for kids. Adults don't care about that. Adults don't care about no Taylor Swift music. No, but seriously, I don't care who it is. Rarely have I ever found a double album that needed to be a double album because a lot of them are just not good. Even people that I really like. I listen to a double album and I'm like,
I've only purchased one other double album and it was a double tape.
Yeah. And who was that?
It was a Jimmy Buffett live show. And a lot of his live shows were double albums.
And one of the most popular albums of all time was a triple album. And it was the soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever, the movie Saturday Night Fever. And I had that as a kid, but I'm trying to think who the last one that did a double album that I listened to. It wasn't, maybe it was Chris Stapleton. Didn't he do a double album a
few
years ago?
Morgan Wallen did.
Yeah, but I haven't bought any Morgan Wallen stuff. Not that I dislike him or anything. It's just.
Chris Stapleton. Yeah. It was like, was it Live from the one and two or.
No, this one wasn't live. I don't think.
I mean, or Sessions from the Bedroom one and two or something.
Yeah, I don't know, but I just it's too much.
Maybe.
If you got all that, then save it for another album. Then you already got the work done.
Yeah.
Just put out another one. But it's almost like the director's cut of a movie. You know, they cut it out for a reason. You know, I look at that sometimes with the double album. But I mean, I don't want you thinking that I'm criticizing you for sitting and poring over a double album. How many songs is it of Taylor Swift?
31.
Yeah. You go get it, sis. Mm-hmm. Go get on that. Mm-hmm. Regan sent me this picture today of Kourtney Kardashian. And I've always said that to me, Kourtney Kardashian is the prettiest of the Kardashians. She's more of the type that I'm, you know, attracted to. Because she's always been the smallest. She don't have that huge butt. You know, like, is it Kylie that's got the huge butt now too? She have that, or
I don't know.
But anyway, they look like fake butts, whether they are or not. And I've just always said she looks more petite. She's, you know, my type of look. And so Regan sends this picture and says, "You still like Kourtney Kardashian the best?" And it's a picture that her husband took of her sitting on the toilet in a dress, wiping herself in the back.
Yeah.
So it looks like she's just finishing up pooping, and he takes a picture of her and she's smiling. Again, that doesn't change the fact that she still, to me, looks the best. But there's no way around it. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how beautiful you are. I don't care how famous you are. That is complete trash. You are a complete trashy person. All the way around. If you're smiling because your husband's in the room taking your picture while you're wiping yourself, if your husband's taking the picture while you're wiping yourself, if he's even allowed in the bathroom while you're wiping yourself, if he's welcomed in there at that time, and especially if he posts it for the world to see, complete trash. Trashy, trashy, trashy.
The comments are brutal because people pointed out something that is not related. They were like, oh, and she's raw dogging a public bathroom toilet. She's got no toilet seat cover on it.
Is that I thought it looked like a hotel or something to me.
It's a public.
It's a
public restroom, and so, there's toilet seat covers, yeah, right next to her.
I see that.
And she's not using them. Kind of adds to the yuck factor.
Well, maybe she's not wiping herself from behind. Maybe looking at the picture now, she's got her both hands behind her, like she's posing, or maybe she's. I don't know. Maybe she's got her hands underneath her butt, so her hands are touching the seat, not her butt. But her husband took the picture, or he just posted it?
He posted it. I don't know that he took it. But
either way, it's
trash. I think you're splitting hairs. I mean, the fact that he's seen that picture is enough to go, that's not appropriate.
But she is pretty.
A lot of people pointing out, no longer the smallest one in the family.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She responded to some body shamers. People were criticizing Kim because she posted this picture of the three of them out on the beach. They said, Kim, how could you do that? It's her birthday. You know she's not going to like this picture. Because Kourtney definitely looks like the biggest one. And Kourtney responded to the comment and was like, I love my body that produced my beautiful children.
Yeah, didn't she just have a baby not long ago?
Yeah, with Travis Barker.
Ugh.
So she's definitely bigger than the other two, but...
But how long ago was that, though?
4 or 5 months ago, maybe?
Yeah, so...
3 months ago? And she was in... I mean, she looks incredible, obviously. Mm-hmm.
That's funny, though. As far as a cut-down goes, is that you know she's going to hate this picture.
Yeah.
You know, that subtle...
Yeah. But Kim Kardashian is known to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like, is she?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If she does, you know, and it's all played out kind of on the show. Like, why would you post this horrible picture of me? She's like, well, I look great. Sorry.
Hmm.
unapologetic, and her and Kim and Courtney are the ones that got into the fist fight on the show. And I mean, they're the real.
Yeah, are they reconciled?
It's like sisterly kind of thing. I feel like it's water under the bridge now. But
didn't Courtney say she wasn't going to be on the show anymore?
Yeah, when they were still doing it on E, yeah. And then they moved to Hulu, and I'm assuming they were like, well, it's a package deal. We want all of you mm-hmm. or none of you. So,
but
it's crazy to watch.
Taking pictures on the toilet. And all
disgusting.
That. Ugh. So you can tell that they, you know, they don't have proper upbringing.
Well, look at him. I mean, I know he's a nice guy, but look at that guy. There's you're
exactly.
You're not working with all the cards.
No, but I mean, I assume people would think about him, you know, trashy rock star and all of that stuff. He would act like that, raucous, you know. But they're supposed to be so glamorous, and they're you know, what young women aspire to be. They're professional women, and they are independent, and they're all these things. But at the end of the day, if you're letting somebody take your picture and you're laughing about it while you're sitting on the toilet, then you might as well just be a carny.
Yeah.
You might as well be living out in a box talking to imaginary people.
I say, you know, if you want to be successful on social media, you got to be shameless.
Yeah.
And that is the epitome of being shameless. Like, here I am pooping,
mm-hmm.
and it's my husband's tribute on my birthday. And you're 45. It's not like this is like an 18-year-old, 23-year-old, 22-year-old college student. You're 45.
Mm-hmm.
And there's pictures of you pooping on the internet.
It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just so ridiculous. So anyway, Riggins is choosing to listen to Taylor Swift's double album and cry over it and all, rather than watch a show that I recommended for him. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, the tumor show.
Yeah.
I'll put it on.
It's called Take My Tumor.
Here's my issue. And my issue, same thing with Pimple Popper show. Get to the action. I don't need the backstory a whole lot.
Right, I don't either.
So if it's got narratives.
But this is since it's streaming, you can fast forward to the...
Yeah.
Get out of all that.
Yeah. If you got to fast forward through a good part of it. But that was my, because I love Dr. Pimple Popper, but then she had that show. I was so excited. And I was like, first of all, they edit out all the parts you really want to see.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of story. Like, oh, how long I've been living with this? Who cares?
If I ever watch anything like a piece of The Voice or American Idol, I fast forward through all the sob story and all that stuff. Get right to the singing. That's what I do. But anyway, it's called Take My Tumor.
Yeah, I'll try that.
I couldn't watch it because it's too graphic. It's, you know, I'm too squeamish for that. It's more than just popping a cyst or something, lancing a cyst.
And where's that? That's on.
It's on Max.
Oh,
on Max. I don't like to flex, but I have several of those streaming services. Mm-hmm. All right, we got more coming up. Hang on.
TJ's podcast.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Back to TJ's podcast.
Thank you so much for listening and watching, doing whatever you do. Appreciate it. Need more of you, so please tell your friends. Tell your friends. Well, I'm doing something today that every red-blooded, masculine, rough and tumble like Bryant Gumbel man would be doing today. My daughter's coming to visit from Nashville, and I'm going to make her a cobbler.
A cobbler?
I'm going to make her a cobbler. And I don't mean I'm going to make a person who fixes shoes out of her. I'm not going to turn her into a person who fixes shoes. I'm going to bake a cobbler. For her, a sweet, delicious, cinnamony, crusty, doughy cobbler.
Does she like cobbler?
She says she doesn't know that she's ever had cobbler, which is a shame. I mean, because we're really Southern.
I've lived my whole life with a cobbler.
So I was going to make a peach cobbler, because that's what you do in the spring and summer. You make a peach cobbler, but she says she didn't. I said, do you like peaches better or apples? And she goes, apples. It's like, get a DNA test on that girl. She ain't mine.
Yeah.
She ain't mine if she don't like peaches better than apples. So I'll probably do a peach cobbler because that's what I think she should have.
So it's not really for your daughter. You wanted to make a cobbler and she happens to be coming home. She can have a slice if she wants it.
Yeah.
I heard something crazy about peaches yesterday. That in Georgia, all edible, like THC products, have to be flavored like peach because kids don't like the flavor of peach.
In Georgia, they don't?
That's what it said. It said kids don't like the flavor. So they're requiring all THC edibles to be flavored like peach. I was like, is that real?
That can't be real.
I don't know. That's what I saw.
I bet it's because they want to take care of the peach industry in Georgia.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, somehow. But my little friend Jenny, they come over on Thursday nights, and she sent me a text on their way, a picture of a big, like a tall, homemade banana cake, and wanted me to whip one of those up. Like, okay, sure, I'll just run to the store and get the stuff, and you know, from scratch, whip up a big banana cake like that.
Oh, she found a picture on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah, that's even.
So, I mean, that's, you know, it's how little she knows about bacon. Obviously. I guess. She thought I could just whip that up.
I've never heard of a banana cake.
It looked good. But I didn't do it. You know. So, Riggins told me or sent me this picture of Justin Bieber. And Justin Bieber is supposedly, he's not an old Justin Bieber where he's in trouble all the time and, you know, he and his dad are drag racing illegally and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. He's married. Are they still married?
For right now, yeah.
Because in this picture, he's not wearing a wedding ring. But then again, I'm not wearing one today either because I forgot it.
Yeah, there's rumors out there that they're having some problems.
Yeah. But the question is, should he be dressing the way he dresses in public? And I didn't even know that this was a style, even among idiots. But he's wearing two pairs of sweatpants. One pair he's wearing regularly, and the other pair on top of that, he's got the waist pulled down to his upper thigh, like completely under his butt and under his front business.
Yeah.
And they're just hanging on him. And he's wearing these giant furry slipper looking things and a pullover white hoodie, a black Atlanta Braves hat with the sticker still on it where he bought it. And he's just walking down the street talking on the phone and a paparazzi or somebody took his picture.
It's a look.
Yeah, he does. He's dressed like a clown.
It's a lot going on there.
But I'm always, it's I'm usually the one to jump out first and just go, oh, he's too old to be wearing it. So I don't know if I'm a good judge of this or not, because obviously I'm going to think he's 30 years old or however old he is now. He's too old to be walking around dressed like that. He looks ridiculous. But I would probably say that if he were 20, he looks ridiculous. This is just a stupid looking outfit. And I'm not a hate on Justin Bieber person. I like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I think he's super talented. I think he's very, very good looking. Always has been. Just a naturally good looking guy. And he, even in this clown suit, he's good looking.
Yeah.
But he looks like he needs some counseling from not a therapist, but from some guy teaching him how to be a man. That's something. What he needs there. Because this doesn't look like a man walking down the street.
Like a freak show.
Yeah. It looks like a juvenile delinquent is what it looks like.
Double sweatpants. It's April.
And I'm sure.
In LA. It's probably 85 degrees. Yeah.
I'm sure that entire outfit costs more than I've made these past 3 years trying to build this business up here. I have no doubt that every piece of clothing he's wearing is super expensive.
Yeah, two pairs of Balenciaga sweatpants, which are probably a couple thousand. Those are Louis Vuitton slippers. Boots, whatever, that are a couple thousand. And I'm sure the hoodie is expensive, mm-hmm. too. Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very expensive outfit, and you look like a stupid idiot.
Yeah. So I say a man should never walk around dressed like this. So other people would say he's just too old to be doing it. What do you think, Riggins? I mean, if there's a cutoff age for this, what is it?
25.
You think 25?
I think 25, because I went through the phase of wearing stupid shit.
Mm-hmm. Not this stupid, though.
Nowhere close to double sweatpants, fuzzy slippers out in public.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's 25. And also, if I look like him and I was him,
why would you want to be looking like a dork?
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like the old, like, why would you get a tattoo? You know, don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just bizarre behavior to me.
Because it's like you're trying to make yourself less good looking.
Yeah.
Because you've been blessed with these really great looks.
Yeah.
That people would kill to have.
Yeah.
And you're throwing it away. To me, like I always say with guys who have thick hair and they shave their head, it's like somebody who can walk riding around a wheelchair all the time.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you ever do that if you've got thick hair?
And the
luxurious hair.
The funny part is he looks pissed that the people paparazzi are taking pictures. It's like, what do you expect? Look at you. Have you looked at me? You've got two pairs of sweatpants on and fuzzy slippers. And you're like, why are they looking at me?
Yeah.
Well, my brother.
Well, you know, that's the way Ace used to be when we were young. Because he's 6'4", and his hair, you know, it's red and it was really long all over. Really long hair. And he's 6'4", and he would wear cowboy boots with chains on them to, you know, like a heavy metal hard rock look, and sometimes you wear a long duster type coat, and then an old person in the mall would be looking at him and he'd get mad and go, what's that old dude looking at? What's that old dude staring at?
It's like, well.
So then finally one time I said, hey, dang, can't blame him, he's just thinking, wow, that is the biggest, toughest looking woman I've ever seen. So Justin Bieber looking mad because somebody's staring at him, taking his picture. Hey, you look ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know that I could come across him in that situation and not laugh.
Yeah. Or do the exact same thing, like start taking pictures of him. I'm like, you got to see this. I just saw Justin Bieber in two pairs of pants and fuzzy slippers and a... Yeah, it's crazy. Look, you look crazy.
You know, most people, you know, think about being friends with a big celebrity because they want to get to do all of the stuff that celebrities, rich and famous people, get to do and all that. I think about being close or friends with celebrities so I can counsel them,
help them.
You know, like I'd say, hey, Justin, man, come here. Stop this. It's not it's time for you to put on some grown-up clothes, show the world how, you know, handsome you are. You should have made that trip already from being a cute, hot teen idol guy into a handsome man, you know? Mm-hmm. Let me help you with your money. Let me help you. Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to help you, though.
Exactly. So that's why I would like to befriend celebrities, to just to, for their own good.
Yeah. And he needs somebody in his life. I really do think that. He probably needs like a just a good friend.
Mm. Well, I'm here. You know?
Are you friends with him?
Yeah.
Did you live out in L.A. in Beverly Hills?
No, I wouldn't do all that. But we got the, you know, we got the FaceTime.
You got to be there.
I can't. Well, he can come here. I'm not spending a lot of time in L.A.
or in Canada. He's got a house in Canada. You can go up there. L.A. or Canada, which one are you picking?
Well, I guess I would pick L.A. because I'm over 50, and if I went into Canada, the government would be trying to help me kill myself.
Sure.
Talk me into suicide. That's what they're doing now up there. Bunch of idiots. If I had the money, though, I would put that outfit on. I'd recreate it and then walk around and see what people say to me.
Yeah, I think so. Or one of the Cam Newton outfits.
Ugh.
That would be amazing.
God, Cam Newton's a clown, too. The way he dresses and acts all the way around.
I mean, he's got the stupidest wardrobe, I think, of anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, he needs to grow up.
Man, how old is he? He's probably 30-something, too.
Yeah.
Mm. How old was Ace when he was wearing all that stuff you were talking about?
We were in our, 20s? In our early 20s.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So he had a couple years. I think 25 is when you switch things up.
Do you think that, did I say 25 the other day was the cutoff for saying like all the time?
I think so.
Yeah. And guys should never do it. It's a feminine thing. Like, and I was like, and I was like.
Yeah.
You know that. If a guy should never do that.
It's the frontal lobe development. I think that's 25 is when it's fully developed. So that makes sense. It's like time to give up the crazy. Justin Bieber was at Coachella the other day rolling up a blunt in public. And I thought, you're 30. I don't want to. No one needs to see you over 30 rolling a blunt in public.
It's just,
it's not a good look.
No. So there's a woman who played a prank on her husband that I don't get it. I could kind of see the idea of it, but it falls into the category of people have no shame. You know, this is, I think I put this on the same level with Kourtney Kardashian's husband posting a picture of her on the toilet. This is the same kind of thing, but I could be judging it too harshly. You can judge for yourself next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Regan's hitting his vape in the microphone.
Did I? Yeah. I was just making that sound.
It's a jewel. He's not vaping weed juice, nicotine juice.
As if. It is 420 tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's 420.
You going to get super lit, super baked?
Yeah. Zooted. Isn't that what the kids say? Is I'm going to get zooted?
You get zooted, hit that giggle bush and get cross-eyed. That jazz cabbage, you know what I'm saying?
So when you had the weed, Riggins, did you keep it in a Ziploc bag or did you keep it on like a Tupperware bowl?
Mason jar.
Okay. That's why, because you get the buds, right?
Yeah.
That's not how they sell it to you, though, is it?
Yeah, in the buds.
No, I mean in a mason jar.
Oh, no.
Like you didn't have a drug dealer that looked like grandma's pantry. He would just go and get it.
No. Just pick one. You keep it in a mason jar and then.
Now, what's the benefit of that?
I don't know. It's just better than, here's what you do. You put the weed in the mason jar. So then after the weed is all gone, what you're left with inside the mason jar is all that, the keef, you know, mm-hmm. the dust on the outside of the bud.
Yeah.
And then you can go in there with like a credit card or a business card and scrape that dust off the inside of the jar. And then you're left with all this like very small dust. And then that's called the keef. And then you mm-hmm. can put it on top. And then of your bowl or whatever on top of the other weed, and then it gets you like super high. Everything gets you more high.
It, does it really work that way?
Yes.
It does?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Hmm.
And that's why they make grinders, like weed grinders.
Yeah.
And then after it's got a screen at the bottom, and that filters out kind of all the dust, and it collects at the bottom. And
I have one of those.
You have a weed grinder?
Uh-huh.
Why do you have that?
Jelly Roll gave it to me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it made of wood or plastic?
Metal.
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 Okay, yeah. Does it have different compartments in it and stuff like, does it all screw apart?
I don't know. I just looked, it's got spiky things in it. And I said, okay, that's a grinder. And yep. then, you know, it's got his logo on it.
Okay. Where do you keep you put that on display?
No. Yeah, no, it's just good. It's on my desk. Yeah. You know, I pick it up and play with it while I'm on the phone and stuff
like
that.
It's like a fidget spinner for losers. But yeah,
it'll hurt you though. You could hurt somebody with that. It's sharp.
Yeah. It has spikes on both sides to grind up the weed, and then you're left with, you know, more smokable flower, as they call it now.
Well, you should have seen me being Mr. Knowledge about all of that stuff, being the cool kid.
Yeah.
Because you had told me what a grinder is, you know, before. And then when we got those things, when Jelly Roll gave us those, was my wife and little friend Jenny and Sweet Mouth Michael, her husband, and they were looking through it and thinking, what is this? And then I thought, well, it's a grinder. It's a weed grinder.
It's a grinder, dude.
Yeah.
Get with
it. Get your queef out of that. I mean, keef out of that.
Your queef. Your queef or Sutherland, you know? Yeah.
See, I was like, and of course, Jody's like, how do you know that?
I said, don't worry about it.
I know things. I talk to young people every day.
Cool.
I'm broadcasting to young people.
Yeah.
You old bag.
Did Jody ever smoke weed like when she was a kid? No.
No.
And you didn't have any friends that smoked weed, right?
Uh-uh. No, there were a few kids at school that did, and then there were some, you know, adults who were known as the dope heads in town.
Right.
But that was it. I mean, not everybody ran around talking about getting high and all that stuff. And I always thought that was just in movies because I would watch, you know, those teen movies in the 80s and they're all getting high and all that. I just thought that was L.A. and New York where they did that. But if somebody was smoking weed, then one, they were a big loser is what they were known as being. And they were also criminals. You don't, you know, they got nothing going. They're not going to amount to anything. It's what everybody thought. And the ones that were older had already proven that to be true. I mean, you got a 50-something-year-old guy, and he's like, hey, man. Yeah.
Too high.
Yeah, always. They're getting fired from his job as a bulldozer operator because he was smoking weed on the bulldozer.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Even back then, you couldn't do that. They didn't even have to drug test you for that. Say, like, hey, are you smoking weed in that bulldozer cab? Well, yeah. Get out of here.
It smells like it.
Yeah. Okay, so this woman is playing a prank on her husband, and people are doing this all over the social medias now. It's like you can't be married to somebody without constantly pranking them.
Yeah, I don't get that. And it's
and some
everywhere.
Of these things, like these guys do these pranks on their wives, and they're rough. Like they'll do things that it looks like it hurts. You know, like causing them to slip on the hard floor or hitting them so hard in the face with a pie. It just looks rough.
Yeah.
I'd never do that. But this woman is playing a prank on her husband. Now, these are country looking people, and he is wearing like full fledged old school denim overalls. And I think he's got a flannel shirt on underneath, a plaid flannel shirt underneath his overalls. He's got a thick countryman, like a lumberjack beard, and he's got a mullet. Now, he's not fat or anything. He's a younger guy and say probably in 30 so. And he's got tattoos on his hands and I think one on his neck maybe. I don't know. He's a tattooed guy, but he looks like just an old country boy.
Yeah.
And this is the prank she played him. Set up the phone in the bathroom where he didn't know it was recording and then called him in.
Babe.
Huh?
Come here. I need your help. I think I got my tampon stuck. I can't get it out. Can you help me?
Doesn't it have a rope?
Yeah, but it's like up there. Like, I can't get it out.
What do you mean?
I know it's in there, but the string is not there, so I can't see, so I need you to get it out. Can you get it out?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Do you know how to do it? Do you think?
No.
I can't see it, so I need you to see it.
Sit down.
Yeah, he looks flustered. Absolutely. He looks sick. He's got a knot in his stomach.
He looks terrified. His eyes are as big as they get.
So then she goes on to tell him, okay, now just so you're warned, there is going to be blood. And then he starts like dry heaving. Like,
immediately.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, that is open.
Now, that's, you know, his reaction is... probably different than mine would be, but the entire thing though is just a sign of the times of how I always say people have no shame.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, Riggins, your mom doing that to your dad?
No.
Can you imagine her playing that kind of prank on him and then videoing it and putting it out there for everybody to see?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that are different. I mean,
there's nothing discreet anymore.
That's not a topic that would you even imagine bringing up in company, let alone to film it, to make your husband look like a boob, to then post it for the entire world. And they're in their 30s. It's like my parents would have been like, I know we got things. I got things to do. I can't spend my day playing pranks.
Not to mention, just take that part out of it. But just the nature of what they're discussing and all of that. There's nobody has any type of humility anymore. Thank God my wife, you know, does. And she would look at that and go, that's gross. Why would some, you know, there are things in private and that's not funny and, you know, this, that, and the other. But then again, she's old as hell. My wife is.
Yeah, so maybe it's just different. I don't know.
But, you know, my little friend Jenny is a lot younger than we are. She's 41. She and her... sweet mouth husband, sweet mouth Michael, are 41, and she's got a crude sense of humor, and she, you know, she cusses a lot and that sort of thing. She's like, you know, like hanging out with somebody who works down on the docks or whatnot sometimes. But She wouldn't ever think of doing something like that.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
No way. I don't know. It's just crazy. And the guy, the husband in this video doesn't look like he would ever talk about this kind of stuff either. He's sort of the victim in this.
What would you do?
Probably have the same exact reaction.
You would?
I go, you want what? And I gotta, say, okay, well, sit down, I guess. I mean, if my wife came to me and genuinely needed help, I would obviously do whatever she needed me to do. But I go, okay, all right, just kind of guide me through it. I don't know what.
Don't he have a rope on it? So he said,
yeah, he
don't have a rope on it? A rope.
A rope. Yeah, it's just crazy, man. Crazy.
I probably say, can you get the neighbor to help you with that?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
I got to cut the grass. You're on your own.
But I mean, he didn't even ask, like, do I need some kind of tool for that?
He's like, all right, just sit down.
I don't know. He just like gestures towards the toilet. Sit down. Let me see. Let's get it over with.
Holy crap. Is that possible, though?
Yeah.
Lose it? I mean,
that's what causes that toxic shock syndrome, too. Like, women have lost things up, like the tampons and left it in there too long. Yeah. So that's probably what I would be. Oh, my God. Yeah. Because you don't want that, toxic shock syndrome to set up.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
And then I'd also be going, and we don't need to pay a copay to you get a doctor to do it.
Yeah. You just got your AC fixed. We can't. I got to figure this out on my own.
I got 11 pennies in my pocket. But at least it wasn't one of those things where they prank their boyfriend to determine whether or not he's a good boyfriend. Like, hey, think of name a woman.
Yeah.
And then if he doesn't name her, then that means he doesn't love her and she needs to give him shit about it and whatever.
If I was a worm, would you still be married to me?
What was the one about the bird?
The bird?
There was one about a bird. Like if she's crying about a bird or something.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't long ago. It was testing your boyfriend. If a bird is important to you, if you're telling him about a bird you saw and he acts like it's not important, then just because it's important to you, it should be important to him, and judge him that way.
I kind of get that one, though. That one was different to me. And it was kind of like if he asks you about your sister on a date, that's like the most amazing. That's what women love, I kind of saw it as the same thing. It's like it doesn't matter what it is. If I showed an interest in something and you dismissed me or you asked a follow-up question, I kind of get that. Because I would want the same thing, wouldn't you? If you're talking about something that means something to you and you bring it up.
Do you know how many times in the 30 years that I've been married that I've been talking about something that was interesting to me and my wife blew it off? And I've probably done the same thing to her. But if you're always looking for some reason to say, that's it.
Agreed.
He doesn't love me.
Agreed.
He doesn't love you. Get out of there. Because it could just easily come down to you got something important on your mind that you're not talking about.
Yeah.
Or maybe you were doing something already that your train of thought was focused on something else. And then she pops in talking about birds and your mind is still locked in on what you consider to be important to you at that moment. And because you don't stop and go, oh, that's great, honey. And so basically what they were saying in that is to have, if the guy doesn't pander to you and treat you like someone would a child, look, mommy. Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful picture you drew. I love it. Let's put it on the refrigerator. If he doesn't do that, then he doesn't love you. Get out of the relationship.
I don't approve of the testing. That's not okay. But you just said it would be nice if, instead of you each other blowing each other off when you're talking about something important, if the other person did ask a question. Yeah. Oh, what is that like? Why do you like it?
Mm-hmm. See, I look at it like if you're forcing me to pretend to be interested in something that's not interesting, then you're more interested in yourself than you are me. So it's, you can just turn the tables on it. Why would you ask me something that you know is not interesting to me? Why would you make me talk about something that's not interesting to me? You're only thinking of yourself.
Wow.
You know what I like. You know the things that interest me. Don't bring up anything that doesn't.
Well, I guess if you're
both... You don't know me at all.
You're both doing it to each other, then it's okay.
But it's not like we do it all the time. But, I mean, in 30 years, and it happens, you know, like she'll go, you didn't even hear what I said, did you? Yeah, you said this and this and this. Well, not exactly. Like, okay, but people are allowed to have their own thoughts going on and shouldn't be forced to just completely vacate them because you want to talk about birds. You know? Especially with men who don't run around talking about every thought they have, you know? He could be into some deep thought about important things like feeding the family and, you know, so forth. Getting out there and, you know, plowing the back 40.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I think about.
That's what you're thinking about.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking about now? That I got a few sprigs of grass growing up that professionals couldn't get to grow. Now I got it kind of going. Now I'm trying to think about what I'm going to do next with it.
Like a dang farmer.
I know. Get some machinery out there. Give me a tiller. Plant a garden. All right. Have a good weekend. Thank you so much for listening and watching and supporting. And make sure you go fill out that survey to become an official Fanatico, TJ Fanatico at acetj.com/Fanatico. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org. As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.